Okay, so we've heard from all the candidates. Thank you very much to each of you. Time to go to our first question of the night. I can see Sarah poised and ready. It's from Chris Preston in Cowes. Chris, stand or sit, however you feel comfortable.
Do you think Isle of Wight constituents should vote for the best candidate or the best party?
Mr. Preston also asked in his questions that he submitted, how will you vote if your party whips propose a policy that you believe is against the best interests of Isle of Wight constituents? So we want to add that to the equation in that question, because I think they both sit together very nicely.
So do you think Isle of Wight constituents should vote for the best candidate or the best party? How will you vote if your party whips propose a policy that you believe is against the best interests of the Isle of Wight constituents? Ladies and gentlemen, and people who are listening, just so that you know how it's going to work, we're going to start on this occasion with Vic Slothian for the Green Party and work our way along. The next question, we'll start with Stuart Blackmore for Labour, work our way back to Vic and so on throughout the night. So, again, a minute to answer the question each. Vic Slothian for the Green Party, starting with you.
I believe you should vote for both, and I believe that many people along the stage today do offer both of that, including myself. I believe in the Green Party because it offers sustainable long-term solutions, and I'm sick and tired of seeing short-term quick fixes. I believe that I'm the best candidate because I am a person who's an ordinary person who just seems to have found politics very recently. And in terms of the whip, the Green Party do not believe in whips. We believe in voting based on knowledge and evidence. There is no whips for the Green Party.
Vic Slothian, thank you very much indeed. On to Stuart Blackmore for Labour.
Thank you, Lucy. Well, it'll be no surprise for you to think that I believe I'm both the best candidate and a member of the better party that's being offered to you. I think when it comes to national politics, that we really should be voting for somebody who has real influence and has something to say in the national stage. But you can be assured that if I am voted as your MP next Thursday the 7th, then the first question I will always ask myself when it comes to legislation is, how does this benefit the Isle of Wight? And if it benefits the Isle of Wight in some way, then I will certainly vote for it. If it doesn't benefit, has no direct bearing on the Isle of Wight, then I shall take advice from colleagues and use the votes according to my conscience.
Thank you very much indeed. Next tonight, then, for the Conservatives, it's Andrew Turner.
It's not only the most important party, but it's also the one likeliest to form the government, and that will be either ourselves or the Labour Party. But myself, I will always vote for the benefits of the island. That comes first.
Andrew Turner for Conservatives, thank you very much indeed. On to Ian McKee for UKIP.
Well, fearing a bit of repetition, clearly I think I'm the best person and belong to the best party. So sorry if there's a bit of an echo on that one going around. In terms of how I would vote in terms of the interest of the island, absolutely. I will canvass opinion before I vote. I will make every vote that I take in the House known to as many of the people on the island as I can, and I will listen to what they have to say. I will take into account their opinions, and if necessary, I will vote against my party, categorically.
OK, next up tonight then, Ian Stevens, Independents.
Thank you. Why am I standing as an independent? I'm standing as an islander. I'm standing for the interest of this island, and I'm standing for your interest as well. What I want to do is take on board a think tank of, if you like, the talent and the expertise that we have on the island as an advisory group. I'm not going to be whipped. I'm not going to be told what to do. I'm going to be linking in with the island community and the island business, and that's what counts. That's what counts for us, and that's what counts for you. Make sure that you understand that an independent voice is a loud and strong voice for this island. And make no bones about it, that is what it's about. It's all right to say, yes, I think I'll do that, or I'll talk to someone else. That doesn't work when you're up in the House of Commons, and I can tell you that. And if you look at people's voting records, and go back to the county press 2 years ago when I was told to cut my cloth accordingly with a diminishing social care budget, etc., I'll tell you what, I know what's right, and that's why I'm the last person to actually declare my standing, because I believe in what I'm doing, and I'm an independent.
Ian Stevens, that's time's up. Thank you. And again, 1 minute uninterrupted, David Goodall from the Liberal Democrats.
Well, like the others said, I believe I'm obviously the best candidate and for the best party. And to think about it, the three policies I mentioned in my opening statement, the bit you may have missed because it's been all over the Conservative electoral literature, they think they're wonderful as well, is that they're wonderful Liberal Democrat policies. They're in the Liberal Democrat manifesto and not in the Conservative one. So, yes, we're definitely the best party with the best policies, so vote for me. Oh, and on the island question, obviously you would elect me and I'm your representative, so your interests always come first. So, yes, I would vote against the whip if required.
Thank you, David. Chris Preston, what did you think of that? Those answers that you got, and what was your viewpoint on it?
Well, generally very good. I'm pleased to see so many of the candidates did say clearly that they would vote in the interests of the island.
Can I ask you all then, do you think that's realistic? When the party whips come knocking at your door and say, we want your vote tonight, realistically, do you feel like you are going to vote island before national politics?
Yes.
I've offered a recall if the constituents of the island are not happy with my voting record.
I think some of the whips have been born and bred politicians and haven't really worked in the real world like I have. So I would remind them of what the real world thinks, and sometimes they do give the wrong advice.
What if there is an issue that benefits the north of England over the south and particularly islands? Are you prepared to, when your leader says, this is what we want, this is what we believe, this is what is going to get us elected in the election in 5 years' time, get us re-elected, are you going to stand up for the island?
I do that. I do that every day when I'm in Parliament. I do what people on the island want, and I vote in their direction, not in the direction of the leader of the party.
I'd like to come in there. The Green Party isn't a party that's seeking power. We seek representation. There's a difference between that. Our parliament at the moment is not representative. So a Green Party voice, similar to what Ian Stevens was saying, no whip, an independent voice, a powerful voice along with a party, but is looking at representation and making our parliament much more representative of the country. It isn't representative of the country at the moment.
Well, it's pretty strange to hear a candidate saying that they're not seeking power, because if you don't have power, you can't do anything to help anybody.
I find that Caroline Lucas has done quite a lot by being a single Green Party representative and working across the board with other parties, a consensus politics.
Well, I have many friends in Brighton who would vehemently disagree with that fix.
Local council, but, not Caroline Lucas, well, not Westminster.
It's a Green administration, whatever way you look at it. But anybody who knows me knows how independent-minded I am. I will always vote for people to the Isle of Wight, come what may first. When it comes to a decision between the north of the country, I mean, I'm from Scotland, or the south of the country, the question you have to ask yourself... Did you get that, Ian? The question you have to ask yourself is it going to be in the national interest? Now, the national interest is a completely different thing entirely. But the first question that I will always ask myself, how does this benefit the people of the Isle of Wight? If it's going to benefit them, then I'm for it. And people will hear me shouting for that from a very high mountainside.
All right. Oh, David, jump in there.
Just one thing to say, when you think about north and south of the country, one of the problems in the south is overcrowding on housing. And part of that is due to migration, not immigration, migration north to south. So helping the north get stronger and better would actually benefit and really alleviate some of the problems in the south.
Can I come in now? Thank you. I think there's a lot of independence up here tonight when you're asking the island question. And I feel that what we need to do is start to get back to reality. And I would say that I will always respect the island. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm standing as an independent voice. But I'm not a lone voice. There's 200 independent candidates in the general election on May the 7th. So whilst you're thinking that, OK, I'm a lone voice, I'm not. And I would like to point that out to people, because around this country there are a lot of people experiencing the same hardship as this island. And I would say to you, remember that when you vote on May the 7th. There are more people up and down this country than you would care to imagine that are carrying forward an independent voice at the right time. And the right time is now, with the way that the Parliament will be set up and made up. No one here knows who's going to be the party political group with the number to take over number 10. So bear that in mind when you're talking about who you want to make the voice in Parliament. I think I'm probably your best bet.
Thank you, Ian. Right. Thank you for that, Chris Preston.